Hello, in this video, I'm going to show you how to add a new email address to your iPhone. For this video, I'm using iPhone with iOS 6 or 7, but if you're using iPad or any older iOS, the process is the same. First of all, go to Home Screen and tap Settings. You'll see lots of menus in here, and scroll down a bit and find Mail, Contacts, and Calendar. If you already have some email accounts on your iPhone, you'll see them as a list. And at the bottom of the list, find Add Account and tap it. It gives you a few options. I'm going to make a separated video how to add these services, but for today, we choose Others because we are going to add an email address with your own domain and hosting server. If you have purchased a domain with us and made an email account, we have already sent you our email setting information, so please put it up handy. Now tap Other, and at top, add email account. Now fill in the information. Name will be your display name. This is going to be how your email receiver sees your name as. So if this is your email address, put your full name. If this is your company's general email address, enter your company's name or something appropriate for this email account. Next, enter your full email address and password and add description. This is going to be how your email account is displayed in your mail app. You can name whatever you like as long as you can identify what it is. And hit next. If you are online, iPhone quickly searches your email address and gives you a next screen like this. You can choose either IMAP or POP. I won't explain differences in here, but if you're interested, please check out my other videos. In here, we choose IMAP. You don't have to touch any of the pre-populated areas. Just fill in the blanks. First, go to incoming mail server. Enter the host name. If you're not sure, try this structure. Mail dot your domain name dot com net org. The last part of the domain is different, depends on your domain. For username, enter your full email address. Password is already filled, so you don't have to worry about it. Now, go to outgoing mail server. Oh, by the way, this is incoming mail server setting. So your iPhone goes to this server and look for new incoming mail when you refresh your account. The one below is outgoing mail server. This setting is important when you send emails with this email address. So if you can receive, but you cannot send emails, check this outgoing mail server settings. Now enter host name for outgoing mail server, and you can skip username and password. And tap Next. iPhone goes and verify your information, and if it's wrong, you'll get an error like this. You don't have to panic, just hit OK and fix the information. The most common mistake is typing wrong password. Double check the password along with other settings and try it again. And hit Next again. This time it went through. Now it's almost ready. It shows your email address is active and in sync, and also your notes too. With your email address, you can sync up your notes throughout your iOS devices. Now you can leave this option on and hit Save. Just remember, until you hit the Save button, your information won't be stored. Now tap Save to complete your account. Finally, your email address is added to your mailbox along with other email addresses. If you want to delete that account, just tap the account and hit Delete Account. Go back to Home Screen Tap Mail app. Choose the mail account we just created. This is a brand new account, so there is no incoming mail yet. If there are some emails, they would come up right here. That's it. This is how to set up new email address to your iOS and iPhone. If you find this video beneficial, please subscribe my channel. We are going to produce more and more iPhone tips and online marketing tips. Thank you for watching this video, and this is Yosuke Sato signing out.